How long?
Long enough.
The muzzle of the rifle caught Ryan just over the kidneys, making him wince.
Try a better answer.
4 weeks, near as I can remember.
The man nodded.
Better. Where'd they pick you up?
In the docks.
There's all kinds of comings and goings here. You come in on your feet and go out on your back down the river. One-way ticket, thanks to Major Commissar Grigory Zemyanin.
I know that.
Sure you do.
He half turned away from Ryan, then stared at him again.
Something about you I can't get a handle on. You was never in Tucumcari, was you?
Ryan had been down there several times with the trader.
No, never.
Louis?
No.
Around the lakes?
Ryan shook his head again.
Never.
Shit. You ain't never been nowhere, have you? Get on digging. Not much longer before you can stop early tonight.
Why?
Ryan knew the answer.
Grisky got a special parade for himself. Don't know why. Sure as shit won't ask him why. Last man to question an order went into the river bit at a time. Took 2 days.
The chance of making a break for it never came.
Shovels and picks down! Move your asses! Come on, outside!
As they were nearest to the entrance, their working party was first into the chill evening. It had been snowing once more, whiteness piled everywhere, stained yellow around the spoil heaps. Ryan looked around for a sight of the Russian, but Zemyanin was keeping in the warmth until they were all ready and waiting.
Kid just waved at you.
Where?
The coming shift. 2 work units to the left, 2nd row.
I can't see anyone.
He was there. Short kid. Maybe he's pulled back to hide.
Maybe.
Ryan scanned the rows of faces, trying to spot Dean. But it was a hopeless task. The shift going into the mines was at least reasonably free of the stinking mud, but all wore an array of rags and furs, including hoods piled around them, so that it was impossible to tell man from woman, old from young.
What now?
We wait. Trader used to say that if there was a bullet coming your way, it was only a triple stoop that ran toward it.
Mud.
Ryan looked at her.
What?
Smear mud on your face. Hide the patch.
Zemyanin will be looking for that.
There he is.
The stocky figure was unmistakable, striding along a balcony at the front of one of the main admin buildings. He was clearly visible through the dark green railings, pacing back and forth in gleaming black leather knee boots, with built-up heels to increase the 5 feet and 6 inches. His snug-fitting jacket of black leather sported 2 silver circles on the lapels and was belted tightly around his barrel chest. Despite the cold, the Russian was bareheaded, the lights above gleaming off his shaved, polished skull. His black mustache seemed fuller and more luxuriant than when Ryan had last seen him. He wore a sidearm that looked like a 9mm Makarov. He clapped his gloved hands together as he walked, his breath hanging in front of his mouth like a cloud of steam. As Ryan glanced up at him, the Russian leaned over the railing and called out an order to one of the senior SecMen below. The command was passed along the line, and whistles began to blow.
I want all ships to get in a straight line!
Here we go.
Give me your knife.
What?
Quick, just give me your knife.
The weather in the cold north of the American continent was harsh. It was a bleak land of raw rock and deep gorges, where howling gales came screaming from the Arctic Circle. It snowed most days of the year, and when it wasn't snowing, it was generally raining. For 300 days of the year, the temperature never rose above freezing. For Grigory Zemyanin, it reminded him very much of the Kamchatka Peninsula, where he'd made his reputation as a tough military commander. He'd hated the weather then, and he hated it now. It was possible that the weather at the sulfur mines was even worse than the wilderness of northeastern Russia. But there was an important difference. Back in Mother Russia, Grigory had been under orders, orders that had to be obeyed without fail, or the reward would be the muzzle of an automatic pressed to the nape and a muffled explosion. Here, his own word was law. There was nobody to cross him, no chain of command stretching across thousands of miles of open tundra to headquarters in Moscow.
This land is my land.
Dean Carter couldn't be certain. The light was poor in the gloom of the wintry evening, and everyone looked more or less the same in their collection of patched and torn rags. But the man standing next to the crop-headed woman, it looked for a moment like his father. Dean had risked waving, knowing the danger of drawing attention to himself, and to Ryan. If it was Ryan. The boy had heard the news about the Russians' demand for an extra special parade, and wondered why. Now, if it was really his father standing across the trampled dirt of the mine entrance, then his heart leapt into his throat at the thought that Semyonian might be suspicious. But there wasn't a thing that Dean could do.
As a goodbye, I want each rank to take one step forward march, if you please.
Yes, Major Commissar.
There was a relay of orders and a ragged shuffle of feet in the frozen slush. Semyonian stepped into the center of the spotlight's cold glare, his eyes scanning the long lines of slave workers.
Red alert! Every man will find himself in the state of highest readiness in the event of there being trouble.
Again, the word ran through the SecMen, and all of them stood that bit taller and tried to look triple alert for the Russians' benefit. Semyonian began his patrol along the rows, starting with the shift that was waiting to go into the mines, so that less laboring time would be wasted by the interruption. Face after sullen face, with an occasional worker attempting a scared, sycophantic smile. Most looked at the ground until Semyonian issued a general order that everyone was to lift their heads and stare him in the eyes. Every now and again, the muscular Russian would stop and tell a man or a woman to remove a hood or a scarf, peering intently into their faces.
Now, the second row, if it is not too much trouble for you.
Dean was in the second row, away toward the far end. But as the ranks opened up, it was easier to see.
It's him.
Your boy?
Yeah.
Ryan's son seemed fit enough, standing among the other workers. Ryan noticed that Dean deliberately avoided looking in his direction. With someone as cunning and perceptive as Semyonian, that might be dangerous. To Ryan's dismay, the leather-coated Russian stopped directly in front of the boy and was obviously speaking to him. Whatever he was saying, Ryan felt that it wasn't likely to be good news.
Will good.
The pockmarks that scarred Zimyanyan's face were harsh and shadowed in the bright sec lights.
Will good.
Yes, Major Commissar.
Why do I have the sense of something hidden about you, Will Good?
I don't know.
The Russian cupped the boy's chin in his hand, gripping the sides of his face so hard that Dean thought he could hear his own teeth creaking in protest.
I look at you and my memory shakes. Why is that?
The boy tried to pull clear of the iron grip.
I said I don't know.
Yeah, I think you do. Perhaps you should come to my quarters for a few hours, Will, and I could ask you some questions. I could show you my collection of knives, Will.
Semyonian finally let him go. Dean licked his lips, tasting the salty bitterness of his own blood. The Russian smiled, making the boy feel very alone and frightened.
We'll see, won't we, Will? Yes, we shall see.
Yes, Major Commissar.
Semyonian moved on several places along the line, then suddenly walked back to Dean, making him jump.
Why have you been looking so very carefully in every direction, Will? Every direction but one. You have been avoiding looking over there.
He pointed behind himself, toward the general area of Ryan's working party.
No. No, Major Commissar.
No what, Will?
No, I wasn't looking at anyone.
But you were not looking at anyone specific. That is more the question.
No, I wasn't not looking at nobody.
Good, Will Good. Will Good will be good, will he not, Will?
Less than 100 yards away, Ryan's fingers tensed, the nails biting into his own palms. His hands itched for the familiar butt of the blaster.
It's good, young man. Very good. Yes. You and I will certainly speak together again.
He turned to the SecMen who stood watchfully at his elbow.
Dismiss this shift.
You haven't seen them all, Major Commissar.
Your perception does you credit, Benson. Perhaps you could go into the mine and perceive some trackers for me? Could you?
Sorry, sir. You want to see the outshift, Major Commissar?
Yes.
Eventually, Ryan's work party was hustled into place, with him standing next to Kate in the front row. Zemyanin walked toward them, hands behind his back, a distant smile on his face. His eyes were roaming along the huddled, filthy, mud-slobbered figures, all seeming identical. 10 steps away from them,